It's Tuesday the 31st of May 2016. I'm in Hull Station again. It's a very cold morning, despite being the end of May and tomorrow being the beginning of June. It's just been a bank holiday weekend here. And today I'm going to Manchester Airport and then to Hong Kong. And then by tomorrow sometime I will be in China. I'm going to Beijing from Hong Kong and then on to Luzhou again. This is my, I think, my third visit to Luzhou. I'll see my former PhD student, Chen Yan Hua, to give a lecture on telehealth and telemonitoring. Not something I'm a great expert on, but something we've got a great deal of expertise in at Hull, and it's been interesting to learn a bit about that. So I'll catch you up from various parts of the journey and report in from Luzhou in China.
Ladies and gentlemen, very good afternoon to you from the flight deck. This is the captain speaking. My name is David West. I'd like to welcome you on board this Cathay Pacific service 358 from Manchester through to Hong Kong. Joining me on the flight deck today, I'm Senior First Officer Nathan Burton, First Officer Andrew Siciliano, and Second Officer Tim Lamb. And together we'll be flying you through to Hong Kong at a flight time of 11 hours and 33 minutes. In the cabin today, your in-flight services manager is the very lovely Chiaki. Chiaki and the rest of her team look forward to making this a pleasant and enjoyable flight for you. Very shortly, Chiaki will be showing you a demonstration, and I do ask you to pay particular attention to this as it does contain important information on the safety features offered on this aircraft. We're all set to go at the front. Final door has just been closed, and we'll be talking to air traffic control in a minute for pushback. And assuming we're able to get some shortcuts en route, I'm hoping to have us into Hong Kong on schedule, perhaps 5 to 10 minutes late, unfortunately, due to the slightly longer than normal flight time today. I won't disturb you during the night. We'll get back to you prior to our descent into Hong Kong with the weather for Hong Kong and our estimated time of arrival. But until then, I would ask you sit back, relax, and enjoy the Cathay Pacific service.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hong Kong. It is a safety requirement that you remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been turned off. Please be careful when opening the overhead compartment, as the items inside may fall out.
Well, I've arrived in Beijing Airport and I've forgotten that I need to go to Terminal 2 from Terminal 3, so catching a bus. I think this is what I did last time when I came here, but I'm not entirely sure. If it's wrong, I've got time. I asked several people what the actual airline was, the call sign MU, but nobody told me that. I think it's China Eastern. I'll soon find out when I get to Terminal 2, which claims to be 15 minutes away, but we'll see. The bus is getting very full, but the driver can't go till he gets the nod from the lady on the pavement with the clipboard. It's Wednesday the 2nd of June 2016, and I'm in Luzhou in China, in Sichuan province. I got here on time yesterday, managed to negotiate my way through Beijing Airport, no problem at all, from one terminal to the other, and then had a very nice flight from Beijing here in first class. I just put the seat back and slept the whole way. So last night, within an hour of getting here, I was toasting people around dinner with this ghastly local spirit that they have here. They call Chinese wine, but it's not wine, it's about 40 or 50% alcohol. I had quite a nice dinner as well with people. Managed to get some cold beer to wash down the food, and also met an old friend here, Frances Wong from Hong Kong Polytechnic University. She's also at the conference this week. So today I've just been working in my room, been downstairs to meet my helper for coffee and get onto a VPN, which allows me to use Google, Twitter and Facebook here. Didn't go running this morning. It was quite cool actually outside, and it's been raining, so it's quite clear, but I was too tired, so hopefully I'll go for a run tomorrow. And got a meeting this afternoon, 3 o'clock, to discuss all sorts of things. I meet my translator, Daniel, tomorrow, who I know very well, and then a conference on Saturday. Well, my afternoon meeting is over. Took from 3 till 5 o'clock. What I forgot about was the formality of these meetings. I knew the room it was taking place in, but I didn't recognise it by name. I had a meeting there last year when Sally Chan was here with me, and everything's very formal. Essentially, this is a discussion about future plans, but it's done in front of all the master students and about as many colleagues as they can assemble. It's a very strange way of doing things. I can't help feeling it's a little bit unique to this part of the world, because I haven't had that anywhere else in China. So what would normally be a chat in somebody's office about fairly informal things, leading perhaps to formal things, is all done in the open. So you feel a little bit put on the spot, and you've got to be very careful what you say, not to compromise your own university or get them into a situation that you can't get them out of. And after the formal discussions, the master students got to ask some questions, and these were very good questions on the whole, about my own background and about getting published and what are the best features of an article and such like. But I got a couple of questions from students about their statistical values that they had in the studies, and could these be published. And it was quite difficult to get across that it's not the precise statistical value in a study that will make it publishable or not, it's the way you present it and the philosophy around it. And with one student, I really couldn't answer the question adequately there, so I've given her my card and hope she'll get in touch. And I also got asked a question about nursing presence, and I wondered why I was being asked this, but of course it's on my slides for the conference on Saturday. So I was using one of my colleagues, David Barrett's, research. So again, I thought I was answering that question. I clearly couldn't. There was no such concept in Chinese. I was trying to explain it by saying, well, being there and the way of being with people, the way of interacting and such like, but that wasn't nearly precise enough. So I'll talk to Daniel, the translator, tomorrow and see if we can come up with a better explanation. So, having had a huge lunch, it's almost time for dinner. We don't see this in the UK.
Yeah.
Really?
Not very often. Never hot like this.
So,
this is not even the photograph yet. Next week anyway in Hong Kong.
Oh my god.
It's Friday the 3rd of June 2016, and those were some clips from the opening ceremony this morning at the conference. All incomprehensible to me, of course, except the bit where they said my name. I stood up and took a bow, and that's all I've had to do today, which is good. Later on I'll go and meet my translator, Daniel, and talk about my paper tomorrow. And then I've got a meeting in the afternoon and then a social event at night, so it's quite good. I went running this morning at 6:30, which was good. It was getting light, but quite warm. I'm glad I went then before the sun was fully up, because it's very bright and very warm at the moment. Managed 3 miles, but that was just about all I could do. Quite debilitating and dehydrating. Slightly polluted as well. So this morning I had the usual faff regarding laundry. It seems to cause an inordinate amount of problems here. Simple thing like handing laundry, and great long discussion between my colleague and the person behind the counter, and I had already been a little bit irritated by my colleague, so I was even more irritated by this point. I said, what on earth can be wrong? And asking, well, it won't come back till 3 o'clock today. Well, that's absolutely fine. I don't need it until a couple of days' time. I know what the deal is. I signed the form and ticked a bit for getting it back today. And then what time would I like it to be brought back? Well, 3 o'clock would be fine. What time would they like the laundry to be put in my room? I said, well, whenever it's ready. They didn't want to disturb me, and I don't know what it is, but laundry does seem to be a problem. And I'd agreed to be downstairs at 8:25 this morning for the 8:30 opening of the conference, which of course didn't take place until about 8:45. And I still got a text at 8:10 asking me to be downstairs, but I didn't rush. I went down. Eventually found my colleague, and I said, why did you want me down earlier when we'd agreed? She said she was worried that I wouldn't be there on time. I'm afraid that sort of thing really irritates me. Having managed to find my way on time halfway across the world to China, to get here and to be here for all the other events, and still I get asked to be down. I find it incomprehensible. It's a very low trust culture here. Nobody trusts anybody that seems to do anything. They have to check up constantly that you're doing it or that you've done it. Anyway, that's the only minor irritation so far. Otherwise, everything's pretty normal in China. Ni hao. and Shishi. Thank you very much for the introduction.
你好，谢谢，非常感谢刚刚对我的介绍。
And I'm sure that Daniel introduced Yanhua.
刚刚呢，我已经把我们这杨华博士给介绍。One of my
best PhD students from Hull.
也是我大学里边我知道过的最优秀的博士生之一。One
of them.
非常非常厉害的一个学生。And
I'm very glad to be back in Luzhou. It's my third visit here. Nice to speak to you.
如果大家有兴趣的话，大家可以给我写电邮，也可以给我打个电话。如果说大家有兴趣的话，还可以下载一个VPN来关注一下我的推特。虽然说我知道中国对推特好像是没法用啊，但是呢，大家下载VPN之后呢，通过推特可以随时关注我的动态。谢谢大家。
It's Saturday the 4th of June 2016. That's my last whole day in Luzhou. I'll be leaving first thing tomorrow morning. Gave my conference paper today. We just heard some clips from it there. I was a bit disgruntled at the beginning because, they, as usual, they seem to love using handheld microphones here, so that seems to be the thing. Stand and shout into a microphone, which I absolutely hate. And I made that very clear. And they said, no, you've got to use this. I said, well, I don't like it. And then, miraculously, the static mic was... turned on, so that was okay. Freeze my hands up and freeze my one hand in particular to use my slide changer, but I just hate holding a microphone. It's just such a makes you look very stupid, makes you look like a singer, but it seems to be very popular across here. Anyway, I didn't do it, so I was glad to get my own way on that one. Otherwise the talk went very well, and Daniel's an excellent interpreter, so there was no problems there at all, and we managed to time it exactly to 12 o'clock, so we avoided having any questions, because the questions here can be remarkably... not stupid is not the right word, that's not very fair. They can be very hard to answer, to be honest. So, tonight we went for dinner, which was thoroughly awful. It was hot pot, which I don't like, and we were served a dish of live prawns marinated in alcohol, and these poor things were still jumping about in the dish. Absolutely, to my mind anyway, disgusting. I just couldn't eat that. So I didn't really enjoy dinner very much tonight, and the beer was only 2.5%, so I couldn't even enjoy that very much. Anyway, it's been a good week. I've enjoyed myself. I've decided to, despite complaining here, to go a little bit, as they say, more with the flow. Not to complain too much and just, but be very assertive when I don't want to do things. I mean, tonight the plan was after dinner to go for a walk. Well, we'd sat outside for nearly 3 hours in 35 degrees and humidity, and I was absolutely exhausted. I just had to say, no, sorry, I don't want to do that. As usual, I've been given presents, which most of which are too big to take back, certainly in the boxes, but I was given a beautiful mounted silk drawing of a panda, which I've got into my case. Hope I can get that in. And Daniel gave me a couple of small bottles of the local spirit, the very good spirit, which I don't really like drinking very much, but it's quite a nice thing to have. I've managed to get them in, but I don't know if I'll get them through security or not. We'll give it a go. So I'm already packed. I couldn't check in because my Cathay webpage said there was no online check-in available, which actually isn't true, but it won't let me in that way. And the two Google emails, or the Gmails, which I got, of course, I can't get to them on my laptop because I can't log into Gmail here. I can get Gmail on my iPad or on my phone, but that doesn't really help me very much. It gets me checked in, but it doesn't get me a boarding pass. And I may as well just wait till I get to Beijing tomorrow, because I've got lots of time. I've got nearly 8 hours in Beijing tomorrow. I had exactly the same last time, but I managed to get an earlier flight, so I will try that tomorrow. But I've got plenty of time to check in. So it's raining tonight. Thunder cracks going on out there, which is good. It'll cool the air down and take the pollution out of the air. So tomorrow morning, my plan before I go to the airport is to go for a run, provided my hamstring, which is hurting me a bit, isn't too bad. But at least I'll try and get a little bit of exercise before I head home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have just landed at the airport. For your safety, please remain seated and keep your seatbelt fastened and electronic devices turned off until the aircraft comes to a complete stop. Please be careful when you open.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Cathay Pacific Airways, welcome aboard 6351, our one-way flight to Hong Kong. This flight is operating in conjunction with Air China and Reddit Air. To our Hong Kong customer, it's a pleasure to see you. My name is Peter from the Flight Service Manager. And Captain Joe Harper will take us to Hong Kong in about 3 hours and 6 minutes.
Well, good evening, folks. The captain once again. We're just about to commence descent into Hong Kong's International Airport. Subject to air traffic control, current indications show we touched down around about 10:40 p.m. local time. We'll be disembarking as soon as we possibly can after that. There is no time change, of course, between Beijing and Hong Kong. Current time remains at 10 minutes past 10 in the evening. 27 degrees at the moment. There's a few passing showers in the area and some scattered clouds, of course, and there's a light southeast wind blowing. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologise for the rather significant delay. I know some of you are concerned about connecting flights, and rest assured you'll be met on the ground on disembarkation by the ground staff, and we'll have the information for you regarding your connecting flights.
It's Monday the 6th of June 2016 and I'm in a coffee shop at Manchester Airport. I've just landed from Hong Kong. Very uneventful journey from Luzhou to Beijing and then from Beijing to Hong Kong yesterday. I managed to get an earlier flight, which then happened to be delayed by 3 hours, but it let me have time to go to the lounge in Hong Kong and get a shower. Had I got the later plane, which was going to land at 10 past 11, my next flight was at 1 o'clock, so I would never have made it, and as it turned out, the next flight was delayed by half an hour. So I'm really glad I got on an earlier flight and at no cost, so that was very good. Almost exactly the same thing as I did last year when I came back. So I've got a train to catch at 8 o'clock and I'll be back on hold.